The Life of Mary Southern, the human story of a woman who, in a restless, changing world, seeks peace, contentment, and security for herself and for her children. And now, The Life of Mary Southern. Three people have been affected in entirely different ways by Mary Southern's coming to Craig's Falls, by the things she has done since her arrival only a few short months ago. Dr. John Benson, because of his love for Mary, is seriously considering moving to Craig's Falls to be near her. David Drake, because of his feelings for Mary, has been told the blunt truth about his wasted life by Father Brady. And Fran Garfield, the girl who has never had a chance, has, because of Mary's interest in her, been brought in contact with a shining new world. A world where life is a pleasant thing, and not the wrenching, terrifying struggle for existence she has always known. A world which, to her, is personified by Mary, David, and by Dr. John Benson. This morning, in the shabby little flat in the slums of Craig's Falls, Fran Garfield eagerly awaits the arrival of Dr. Benson, who is to bring the final diagnosis of her illness. Alone in the tiny bedroom, unmindful of the orders of the doctor and of Miss Watkins, the nurse, Fran gets slowly out of bed. She walks unsteadily across the bare wooden floor to where the cracked and distorted mirror hangs on the wall. She touches her thin cheeks with her fingertips, runs her fingers through her hair, then stands, hands on hips, peering at herself in the glass.
Gee, criminy, what a swell-looking mess. Think of an island of care for a month. I can't let the doc see me looking like this. I better get fixed up before he comes. Yeah. Gee, I sure don't want to look like this when he gets here.
Well, Fran, what in the world?
Miss Watkins.
Why are you up?
I'm just looking around.
Well, you get back into bed, dear. You shouldn't be walking around.
But I want to...
Now, no buts about it. You get right back this minute.
But, gee, Miss Watkins, I want to get...
Come on now, Fran. Here. Now, please.
You don't have to hold me. I'm okay.
Well, of course you're okay, dear. But you certainly don't want the doctor to think you've been violating his orders, do you?
This is the first time I got up.
Well, you've been very good about obeying his orders, and I'll tell him so. You're a fine patient. There. And now lay back now, and I'll cover you up.
Well, I can sit up in bed, can't I? He's going to be here pretty soon.
You feel like sitting up?
Oh, sure, I feel good.
All right, then. Well, just lean forward a minute.
Okay.
Let me fix this pillow. There we are. How's that?
Oh, swell. You know, it does feel kind of good to get back in bed.
Well, I'll get you a fresh glass of water, dear.
Oh, no, wait a second. I got something else I want you to do for me.
What is it, dear?
Look, I ain't really sick, am I?
Of course not.
But I kind of look it, don't I?
Not at all, friend.
Oh, you don't have to kid me. I just seen myself in the mirror. I look awful. When I seen myself, I got thinking how the doc might think I was sicker than I am if he seen me looking like this.
Now, don't you worry about what the doctor's going to think. He doesn't judge by appearances, you know.
But he might. I don't look so hot, but I feel okay. You want me to look like I feel when he gets here, don't you?
So that's why you were up?
You ain't nothing to laugh about.
Oh, of course it isn't, dear. Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I was going to get my compact out of the drawer.
Well, I'll do it for you right away.
And I was going to comb my hair.
Is the compact in the top drawer, Fran?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it.
And the comb's right there next to it.
I really should have thought of this myself. We all want to look well when someone comes to see us, don't we?
Well, it ain't that so much. I just don't want him to think I'm sick.
Well, of course. Can I comb your hair while you're putting the powder on?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Do you know something, Fran?
What's that?
You have very pretty hair. It's nice and silky. And has such a lovely color.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, indeed. There now, let's look at you. Do you mind a suggestion, dear?
What?
Well, I think you've a little too much rouge on. Possibly a little too much lipstick, too.
Oh, no, I ain't. I always put it on this way. Oh, you think it's too much, huh?
Just a little. Look. You see if you can't tone it down a bit. And I'll get a hair ribbon I happen to have in my bag, and we'll see how that looks, shall we?
Okay.
It'll go beautifully.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, the doctor's right on time.
Oh, give me your handkerchief, Miss Watkins, quick. I got to get this stuff off.
Oh, I guess we'll have to put the ribbon on some other time.
Yeah, don't make them wait. Go on in. Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Yes, dear?
Do I look better now? Do I look okay?
Well, it's a little better, Fran. A little better.
Well, Miss Watkins, good to see you.
Hello, Dr. Benson.
And how's the patient today?
Oh, good morning, Doc.
Feeling well today?
Yeah.
Some water, please, Miss Watkins.
Yes, Doctor?
Yeah, I feel fine, Doc.
You're telling me the truth?
Oh, sure. I look all right, don't I?
That wasn't my question. And besides, with all the powder and rouge and lipstick women use nowadays, it's hard to tell what they really look like underneath.
Oh, the water, Dr. Benson.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I want to take your temperature. Now, don't talk.
Okay.
Here. Your wrist, please. You've seen that she's followed my instructions, Miss Watkins?
Absolutely, Doctor. She's been an excellent patient.
Good. Diet?
Just as you directed, sir. I have her chart in the other room.
Yeah, fine. By the way, Father Brady hasn't made any further arrangements about your staying on, has he?
No, he hasn't, Dr. Benson.
I see. Wait in the other room for me, will you? I'll call you if I need you.
Very well, Doctor.
There we are. Now we'll have a look at that thermometer.
The light ain't so good in here, is it?
Oh, I can see all right.
It ain't so good, though. I couldn't see how much rouge and lipstick I was getting on. Doc, you got any temperature today?
Well, nothing speaker.
But I have got some, huh?
Yeah, want to see for yourself?
Oh, you asked me that the other day. I can't tell nothing by looking at them things.
What you can't see won't hurt you.
You mean I ain't sick?
You certainly like to ask questions, don't you?
I'm sorry, Doc. I just want to know how sick I am, that's all.
Of course. I understand perfectly. Remember what the factory doctor told you, don't you?
No, not very good.
Well, he told you you weren't seriously sick. He said you did have a condition that, well, it might become serious if you didn't take good care of it. Remember that?
Sort of.
Well, I've made a slightly more thorough checkup than he had time for. I wanted to be absolutely certain. But the things he told you the day you took sick at the factory, well, they're my verdict, too. You're really a very fortunate girl.
Yeah?
If this condition had been allowed to go on, develop, if you hadn't taken time out for a good rest, it might have become a great deal worse.
Mm.
As it is now, 2 weeks or so, more or less, in bed, taking it easy for a month, medicine, proper food, why, they'll make a new person out of you. You'll be healthier and feel better than you felt for a long, long time.
Got to take it easy for a month, huh?
Absolutely.
Be in bed for 2 more weeks?
For at least 2 weeks.
But I can't, Doc.
Oh, yes, you can. Time will go like nothing. You'll have books and magazines to read. Perhaps you can have a little radio brought in. Well, you'll have a fine time. I sort of envy you, having a complete rest for a month.
But a whole month?
I've seen lots and lots of people who thought it would be a bore to stay quiet that long when they weren't really sick, but when the time is up, they're enjoying themselves so much, they're sorry the rest cure is finished.
But I can't stay out of work for a whole month, lying here doing nothing. You just don't know what you're telling me.
Oh, my dear girl.
We ain't got any money, Doc. We ain't got a penny, hardly.
Oh, so that's it, Doc.
Yeah, that's it, Doc. You see, I can't do what you want me to. But even these few days I've been away from the factory.
Now, just a minute, please. I want you to listen to me. Now, don't worry about the money. I know a way we can take care of that.
You do?
Yes. And you're actually going to have a fine time. Tommy will see that you're taken care of. Miss Southern will come in and see you, and I'll be back in town in a few days, and I'll drop in. We all want you to get well again. And believe me, we're going to see that you do. Just don't worry about the money or anything else. Everything is going to be all right.
You're coming back to see me.
Well, of course. The others will drop in, too. Now, I want you to promise me just one thing, and it's important. Promise me you won't worry. Now, how about it?
Sure, Doc. Okay, sure. I'm sorry I was such a baby to cry. If you say everything's going to be okay, I ain't going to worry one bit.
Oh.
Where, we wonder, will Fran's complete trust in Dr. John Benson lead her? Tomorrow, Mary questions David regarding his recent behavior and what lies behind it. Then, too, John Benson is made to realize that the problem of Fran Garfield is more serious than he has believed. Be sure to listen to tomorrow's dramatic chapter in the life of Mary Southern.